Now, what I want to go into next is a sampling of questions and statements that you can make to help drill down and find real severe mental anguish. And I'm just going to go through the questions, and if you want to stop and replay them and write these things down, that's certainly your prerogative. And I've got 18 of them listed here, and we'll just kind of go through the list. Number one, what will it cost you if you do nothing? Two, what will you miss out on in your life if you do not fix the problem? Three, what is it costing you now, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially? Four, this one will sound familiar. Tell me what your vendor said when you told him or her they were fired. Now, I'll take a little sidetrack here. What we're probably going to get, what you're probably going to hear out there is, well, I didn't tell them. Your next question is, well, why not? I haven't gotten around to it. Okay. When you tell them that they're going to lose the business, when you tell them they're going to be fired, when you tell them they're going to be replaced, when you tell them you're not going to renew the business with them, when you tell them they're not going to have a chance to write this new piece of business or place this new order, what will they say? You need to rehearse them and find out how they're going to deal with the pressure of the incumbent vendor coming in and saying, please, I can do this. I'm sorry for my mistakes in the past. I promise I'll do better. Please, please, please give me one more chance. And your prospects are so weak, they're going to fold like a deck of cards. They're going to bail out, and there goes your sale. Next question. What was it you were hoping I could do for you? Share with me what happens if you do nothing. When you ask me how much this will cost, do you mean what will it cost you if you do something or don't do something? If your current vendor could do one thing better, what would it be? This next question is kind of interesting. This one will come up. This is a response to a statement. And the statement that you'll hear sometimes is, well, you know, Joe, I've looked at your competitor's quote, and they're $10,000 less, or 10%, whatever it is. What they're trying to do is use your competitor's leverage against you to do something with your product. Here's your question. Well, geez, Sally, I appreciate you sharing that with me. Listen, I need to ask you a question. Is that okay? And they always say yes. When you gave them the order, I bet they were happy. What do you think the response will be? If they get a, well, yes, they were, then the sale's over. It's very obvious. But chances are, most of the time, the answer is going to be is, well, I didn't give them the order. What do you think your next question is? I'm pausing for a purpose. I want you to think about what's your next, think about all the things that you've heard about today. And I said earlier on in this tape, one of the most important questions you can ask. It's a one-word question. And so, again, you're my prospect. Or I'm your prospect, and you just asked me, you asked this great question. Tony, when you gave them the business, I bet they were happy. And I said to you, well, I didn't give them the business. The question you've got to ask is, why? And then you're going to find out what it is that they're hoping you can do. Well, I was hoping you can lower your price. Oh, boy, we're in trouble now. Suppose I can't lower my price, then what? Well, I guess you don't get the business. Makes all the sense in the world. Listen, Sally, let me ask you a question before I leave. Is that okay? Yep, sure. Obviously, we do this day in and day out. We work with a lot of prospects just like you in your business making widgets. And we sell some of this stuff. You know, rather our clients sometimes buy. Let me ask you a question. The question I want to ask you is, why do you suppose my clients choose to buy from us even though they know they can go to marketplace and buy it for less money? Why do you suppose they buy? See, you got to put this back in the prospect's lap. It's their problem. They have to deal with it. If you did a good job of getting budget up front, this shouldn't happen to begin with. But maybe you skipped that step. Why do you suppose people are willing to spend more money for our product knowing that they can get it cheaper in the marketplace? And the answers are going to vary. But whatever answer you get, you got to say, that's it. Well, I guess because they're stupid. Well, no, I'm sorry. I asked a question. Why do you suppose my non-stupid clients always choose to spend more money for our product? Well, Tony, I guess because you provide better service. That's correct. I guess your product's better. That's right. I guess your delivery time is better. That's right. Whatever the answer is, you say, that's right. The question I have for you is, how important is good follow-up service to you? Get the point, I hope? Statements like, everyone has that problem. That's the globalizing technique. When they say to you, well, I'm really not happy with the way you handled my account 5 years ago. Suppose you're calling on someone that used to be a client, and they gave you an opportunity to come back in. They say, well, you know, you guys are in 5 years ago, and I'm really unhappy with that. Okay? You're telling me that for a reason. See, understand that the statement they make is never the real statement. So what you got to do is find out what the real reason is. That's what I said. If you remember those three rules, the statement they make is not the real statement, the problem they bring you is not the real problem, the question they ask you is not the real question. If you keep those three rules in mind, then there's only one place you can go. I wonder what the real statement is. I wonder what the real question is. And I wonder what the real problem is. And all you have to do is come up with a question that will help you figure out what that is. Well, you know, tell me why. You're telling me that for a reason. What, I know you're unhappy, but why did you tell me that now? Here's a question, a question you can ask. I know this solution may not be for you, but why do you suppose others in your position decide to use this product or service? When you say not interested means? What happened when you tried to fix the problem in the past? And the follow-up, if they gave you an answer to that, well, we tried to do this, this, and this, you ask, and that worked? And the answer is going to be no, or they wouldn't have invited you in. Suppose you've got a problem that's been around, it's been a lingering problem for 2 or 3 years. You might say something like, well, although the problem sounds like a problem, it doesn't sound like it's severe enough to fix, right? See, that's really going to make the rubber meet the road here. Because the problem's been lingering around for 2 or 3 years, they haven't done anything about it, you got to address it. The problem's really not a problem.